Got adopted Calgarian Jared Dutoit on the line with us for the Speargrass Golf Show this week. Sir, how are you?
Always great, Pinder. How you guys doing?
We're well. You can imagine. There's just too much sports to talk about. It's been really an effort in editing and whittling down our notes to really get to the cream of topics for the last, you know, 1,000 years or whatever it's been.
Yeah, hey, I can imagine. That's tough. You can only show replays for so long before people get sick of them, eh?
Yeah, no kidding, man. How are you doing? It's crazy. We last talked to you a couple days after you carted a 59 on that Outlaw Tour in Arizona. This has been, I can't imagine. I mean, we're working from home. You can't do that. You can't be a professional golfer from home and cash checks. How are you doing? Are you mentally fine? Is this a challenge that you think you can come out of the other side of better? Has this been demoralizing? Where are you at?
So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely been weird. So usually I kind of spend spring, early summer down in Arizona, but back in March, kind of when we last talked, it was like, you know, nobody really knew what was happening. I mean, I was kind of freaking out. I was like, geez, I mean, are grocery stores down here going to have any food? Like, I had no idea. So kind of took the advice and drove home. And then, courses weren't open for a good month and a half. So I was kind of either doing indoor stuff, you know, just hitting balls inside or, kind of taking it easy. So, you know, I kind of did some stuff that I guess I wouldn't have been able to do if I didn't have the time. So it was kind of a blessing in disguise that way, like golf wise and technique wise and everything. But and then as soon as the courses opened up, I've just been playing a ton. So, it's been all right. And I think, you know, middle end of June is going to pick up a lot now because, I'm allowed to enter the U.S. anyway with my visa. So I'm going to play some kind of state opens and some mini tours across the U.S.
Chatting with Jared Dutoit. So what was the plan this year prior to PGA Tour Latin America and now the Mackenzie PGA Tour of Canada getting shut down? Or does that sort of go on the fly depending on the results you amass as the season progresses?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of start with a bit of a plan, I guess, you know, on a regular year. So, I mean, this year was kind of play a full PGA Tour Latin America season. And then once Canada starts, play a bunch of those, you know, the ones that I can and that work with the schedule. Maybe a couple Monday qualifiers. And, you know, in the fall, if either you did well or you didn't, you know, you kind of have Q School there, Korn Ferry Q School. And, you know, all that's kind of out now. So, it's weird, you know, there's no real chance to move up unless you were to kind of Monday into a Korn Ferry Tour event. And, I'm planning on playing at least two, hopefully three or four kind of Korn Ferry Tour Monday qualifiers. Cause without Q School, I mean, it's your only chance to kind of move up now. It's definitely weird because you kind of make a plan at the start of the year and you at least have something and some sort of, something solid, I guess. And, it just got completely wiped down the window.
So what happens to sponsorship and how thankful are you for the people whose logos you've got on some of your gear if they are continuing to stay, providing you with income during this, crazy, like there's no events to play. How can you get exposure for a logo? Like what's going on that front?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's tough because most guys have a couple different things and like a lot of contracts are kind of based on how many events you play and they have to be legitimate events. They can't be, your pro member at your club. Right. And so, that's been weird and I don't know how they're going to do all that because, yeah, you're right. I mean, there's nothing to play, but they're not really getting much revenue either. So like they don't really want to pay either. So, it's going to be weird, but then, a couple of my sponsors have been huge for me. Just, some sort of revenue, I guess.
Yeah, fair enough. So give us a little peek into some of the courses around the Kimberley area, which of course is where you're from. If people from Calgary, we know there's lots of great tracks there, but can you give us some specifics about where you like to play or maybe if you're in the area, what you can't afford to miss if you're doing a guy's golf trip in the coming golf seasons?
Yeah, I would say, I've been playing a ton out of Wildstone in Cranbrook. It was the first one to open out here. And it's in great shape. It's it's really fun. You know, of course you can kind of play every day, at least I can anyway. I played trickle yesterday. It's great as well in Kimberly. It's awesome. And, you know, some other ones in the area had tough winters, but, you know, I would say, yeah, Wildstone, Trickle, and Shadow looks good from the highway when you drive by it, Shadow Mountain, that is. And, yeah, I mean, there's a ton out here. And it's, you know, it's kind of weird in the area now because, I mean, a lot of these courses kind of, you know, depend on Alberta tourism, right? And, you know, I think a lot of people are kind of from that way are kind of reluctant to travel just, you know, because you kind of hear some nightmares. I don't know if you guys have heard, you know, the nightmares of Alberta plates being, you know, notes left on plates saying go home and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, I think all that stuff's dying down. And, you know, yeah, the courses could definitely use some playing, that's for sure.
Well, you've got a unique perspective on that. You're a guy that's called Calgary home, but you're from one of those smaller towns in BC where Calgarians will flood in during long weekends and summer times. What can you tell us about the mood of the locals and maybe what's changed or what hasn't?
Yeah, you know, I think when it first started, you know, I think everyone was kind of freaking out. You know, you'd seen Alberta play it and like, hey, you know, they're not supposed to be traveling. But, I mean, a lot of the time, you know, those Alberta plates are people that live in, you know, either Kimberly full-time or for, you know, a vast majority of the year, right? You know, either skiing in the winter or whatever, or, you know, maybe they're retired and kind of live out here. So, yeah, it was super weird that way, and I kind of felt super bad. There was actually some stories, you know, so I kind of said like the vandalizing stuff. There's actually some stories of people from the area, you know, with Alberta plates leaving notes on their car saying, hey, like, I live here, you know, like I'm not coming in for the weekend or whatever, right? Like, I live here, you know, I just, I have Alberta plates on my car. So it was super weird. And, you know, I think all that stuff's over. Like, it sounds like, you know, a lot of, you know, towns like Kimberly are, you know, they're not nearly as, you know, like I said, reluctant to have anybody out here anymore. So, you know, hopefully all that nightmare stuff is over.
Jared Dutoit with us, his PGA Tour of Latin America season canceled, the Mackenzie PGA Tour have canceled for the season as well, from his home in Kimberly. Final one for you. We know you're a big Flames guy. It appears if the season will resume, it'll start with a play-in round between the Flames and the Jets. Give us the scouting report. What do you know, Jets and Flames?
One of the guy that I'm playing golf with the most probably is Carter Banks, who plays in the AHL, and he's a good buddy of mine, and we talk hockey all the time. And I've, you know, the big bad Jets, you know, they had their run a couple years ago, a big decor, blah, blah, blah. But I was kind of worried, but my buddy was telling me that they don't really have any defensemen. So, you know, yeah. if you get in the zone, your odds are pretty good. So, you know, I think with that, I think the Flames should have the upper hand. I mean, you know, I've thought that before and been heartbroken. So, you know, I'm not putting the house, you know, on it. But, you know, I think the Flames should have the upper hand.
I like it, man. Hey, it sounds like you're in great spirits. Keep at her. We wish you all the best for the mini events or mini tours coming up. Be safe, and we hope that you're earning some paychecks soon.
Thanks a lot, Pinder. Always good talking to you guys.
All right, there's Jared Dutoit for the Speargrass Golf Show.